If they have field, they worry about the field. If they have a house, they worry about the house. In the same way, they worry about their six kinds of domestic animals, such as cows and horses, their menservants and maidservants, their money and their wealth, clothes and food and furnishing. Accumulating worries and compounding sighs, they live in constantly anxiety and fear. If they have no field, they become anxious and wish to possess them. If they have no house, they become anxious and wish to possess one. If they have none of the six kinds of domestic animals, such as cows and horses, no menservants or maidservants, no money or wealth, no clothes or food or furnishing, they become anxious and wish to possess them. If they happen to have one thing, they feel that something else is lacking. If they have this, they feel they do not have that, and thus they feel they wish they had as much as others, and thus they wish they had as much as others, even if by chance they come to possess everything they want. They will soon lose it. Then they again anxiously pursue it. Good morning. How are you all? My name is Yuika Hasebe, and I really appreciate this opportunity to be with you this morning. Time really flies fast. I thought I had just finished New Year's Eve service and ate tazoni for the new year. But it is already March. Since it is already March, I recently checked about my New Year's resolutions. I'd like to know how much resolution I accomplished. Did you make any resolution at the New Year's time? I make resolutions every New Year's Day and every birthday. Most of them haven't been fulfilled and were just forgotten. But there is one resolution I still remember and I would like to talk about it today. Because I was born and raised in the temple, I had so many opportunities to listen to the minister's message since I was a child. But every time I heard the minister said, "You should know your true self. Your life is not only yours, your life is a gift. You can't count on yourself, and we are filled with blind passions," made me think, I don't know. I don't think I am such a bad person. I know I sometimes do bad things and say bad things, but I sometimes do good things as well. Of course, there are many things I can't do, but there are things I can do. So, I always felt confused and sometimes even sad or disagree about what those ministers said. When I was a high school student, I had to be hospitalized for a while. My teenage years for me were not really a happy time in my life. But fortunately, my illness was not that bad, but I still had to stay at the hospital. So, I had a lot of time to think and read. At New Year's that year, the resolution I made was to have a life without regret. I was thinking that when I die, I don't want to regret anything and I would like to die with fulfilled goals. I still do sometimes, but I tended to think too much about everything. I used to think, "Oh, I shouldn't say that. I wish I could do that," or "I hope I didn't do that." And use a lot of time just thinking too much. But that year, I decided the resolution, live a life without regret. So I had to think, okay then, what should I do to live without regret? Then I thought, to live life without regret. I should be honest with my feelings. I should do whatever I would like to try, no matter what it takes. So, I started to do things I like to do, to do things I thought I couldn't do, and to do things I even didn't like to do, because I might like it. For example, I wrote several poems and then children's stories. I practiced expressing my true feelings to others. It sounds really silly now, but I had a big fight with my father. Then I built a tent in the middle of snow and spent 2 nights in the tent. Now I know how to build a tent, but I didn't know at the time. So I built it over a big rock, and the rock was really cold. I believe if I stayed there one more night, I would have gotten pneumonia. I dyed my hair blonde one time, silver another time, then blue and then pink. My home prefecture Toyama is really country, so my grandmother and grandfather always said to me, "There's no one in Toyama Prefecture who has pink hair." And it was true, and it is still true. So, for a couple of years, I was trying my best not to have any regret in my life. I met a lot of people. Sometimes things went really well, and sometimes it went wrong. One day, I realized that my resolution was not to regret, but no matter what I did or didn't do, I regretted some things anyway. When things didn't go as I wished, I always complained. Even when things went well, there were always things I could complain about. Sleeping in the tent in the middle of snow never solved any problems. After I crawled out from the tent, I still had to face my father, and then there were tons of things we had to discuss. My pink hair, my blonde hair, my blue hair, it didn't matter. No matter which colored hair I had, it was just the same thing. I had been thinking that I could manage my life as I wished. I thought I could decide whatever I would like to do and live my life beautifully. I thought that if I did whatever I would like to do, there would be no regrets and my life would be filled with joy and happiness. But things did not always go as well as I wished. No matter how hard I tried, I failed sometimes and I couldn't always win. But I tried my best to fill my life with joy and happiness, and tried to live without regret. But as hard as I tried to have more happiness, more fulfilled feelings, I started to crave more and more. My desire only speeded up, and I never was able to feel fulfilled and happy for any length of time. It was so true that our blind passions are bottomless. Those passions never gave me feeling of fulfillment for very long. The minister who gave me those messages were really right. My life was not only mine, it was a gift. I couldn't count on myself. The truth was not in my life, the truth is in Amida Buddha. I thought that I could shape my life as I wished. I thought I could live the happiest life by my own power, but I couldn't accomplish that. Because my blind passions are limitless, if I only followed my blind passions, I would never be able to reach the goal of being totally fulfilled. To follow our desire and to build the life according to those desires can't bring any lasting happiness to our life because our desires are limitless. If we got one wish fulfilled, there always will be another things we wish to have. It is an endless story of suffering and pain. If we follow this, we have to be thirsty all the time. we have to be craving all the time. On this occasion, beautiful morning, let us together reflect ourselves sincerely, and let us together appreciate what we are already receiving. Namo Amida Butsu.